Brothers and sisters, happy Chinese New Year to all of you.
首先祝大家牛年吉祥，万事亨
通。First of all, I want to wish you all an auspicious year of the ox and be blessed in all things.
受到这百年不遇瘟疫的影响。
And being affected by this pandemic.
那这一年全世界的人民都过得非常的不容易。
So the people around the world haven't had a very easy life this year.
我们感谢上帝让我们在疫情之中有主所赐的平安。
So we thank God that even during this pandemic, we have the peace from him.
我们的生活仍然有保障。
And our life still secure.
那么全球华人新年祈福。
And all the Chinese around the world during this new year, they are praying.
那么大家都有一个共同的心愿。
And they have the same will, same desire.
那就是希望说疫情可以早日结束。
And that is, we hope the pandemic will soon go away.
那么去年是鼠年。
Last year was the year of the mice.
那么我们说呢，鼠年化鼠。
So during the year of mice, we talk about the mice.
那今年是牛年。
So this year is the year of the ox.
那么我们就牛年吹牛。
So let's boast about the ox this year.
那么在中国的文化之中啊，这个牛啊就象征着兴旺。
In Chinese culture, the ox symbolizes prosperity.
所以我们希望一个强壮富庶的这一年的生活。
So we hope this year will bring a prosperous,strong and wealthy life.
那么在农业社会当中啊，牛还是家庭财富的一个象征。
We know that in agricultural society, the ox is a symbol of a family wealth.
就好比你现在拥有什么样的车子一样。
It's like what kind of car you own.
就代表人的社会地位。
It represents your social status.
所以我们祖先用牛来标记年代。
So our ancestors used the ox to mark a year.
说希望这一年风调雨顺，五谷丰登，生活有余。
With the hope that that year would have good weather, plentiful harvest, and surplus.
那么牛呢，代表了很多正面的形象哈。
The ox represent many positive images.
比如说牛是这个辛勤劳动的一个象征哈。
For example, the ox is a representative of hard working.
说比喻一个人忘我的付出，我们说这是老黄牛精神。
And when we compare someone who gives sacrificially, works sacrificially, we say that he has an old yellow ox spirit.
所以就像牛一样，吃的是草，挤出来的是奶。
That they eat the grass, but they give us milk.
所以牛气冲天就表示事业发达，蒸蒸日上。
And when we say that the ox air goes through the roof, it means the business is growing and thriving.
那么气壮如牛呢，是表示一个人体力强壮，底气十足。
And to say someone is as strong as an ox, it means that he is very strong physically and very confident.
所以我很多用牛来表来描述一个人工作的这个情况哈，做事的情况。
So we use the ox to show how someone works.
如果我们经过反复的实践，掌握客观规律，那我们称为抱钉解牛。
And when we're able to grasp an objective regularity through repeated practice, we say it's like someone who, a professional butcher who can dissect an ox easily.
如果我们做事轻而易举的话，我们就说杀鸡焉用宰牛刀。
And if we can handle something very easily, we compare that to no need.To use an ox slaughtering knife to kill a chicken.
如果我们刚开始做事就非常的出色。
If we started working and we show much capability,
这个是小试牛刀。
We can say this is trying one's hand with a little ox knife.
所以故此啊，才有这个初生牛犊不怕虎的说法。
So there is a saying that the newborn calves are not afraid of tigers.
所以牛的名气实在是太大了。
So the ox is very, very famous.
所以有关无关的我们都把牛要强拉进来。
So whether it's relevant or irrelevant, we would pull the ox into our common language.
比如说比喻这个树木的多跟少，我们都会用到牛。
When we talk about a metaphor, whether there's a large amount, we say it's as many as the ox hair.
如果比喻树木极多，我们就说多如牛毛。
So if the number is huge, we say it's as many as the ox hairs.
如果事情微不足道，我们就说九牛一毛。
If something is insignificant, we will say it's like one hair from nine oxen.
所以你看，所有的数目都跟牛毛有关系哈。
So the numbers has something to do with the ox hair.
所以那些毫不相关的事情我们用风马牛不相及。
And to say something that's totally irrelevant, we say the wind, the horse, and the ox, they cannot reach each other.
如果有人所答非所问，我们就说那是牛头不对马嘴。
If someone answers not to the question, we call that the ox head not matching the horse mouth.
不但如此啊，牛还用来比喻反面人物。
Not only so, we also use the ox to compare to villains.
那么文革中的黑五类，我们管它叫牛鬼蛇神。
During the Cultural Revolution, the Black Fives, we call them the ox ghost and the serpent's god.
那么阴间的小鬼啊，我们跟它起名叫牛头马面。
As for the little demons in Hades,We call them the ox face and the horse's, no, ox head and the horse's face.
所以你看牛居然跟鬼神都可以相提并论，可见其威望之大。
So the ox can be on par with the spirits and ghosts. We can see how prestigious it is.
所以在世界的其他文化当中啊，牛的名气也是一样一点都不小的。
So in other cultures, the ox also has certain popularity.
你看那华尔街是用牛的形象来代表股市的强劲。
We know that Wall Street used a bull, the image of a bull, to represent a very strong stock market.
如果这股市像这两年一样一劲儿的飘升，我们就叫牛市。
And when the stock market rises very high, we call it the bullish market.
那么印度的话甚至将牛啊当作神来崇拜。
And in India, they even used an ox as a god to worship.
所以牛在印度是神圣不可以侵犯。
So the ox is sacred and inviolable in India.
那对于以色列人来讲呢，这个牛是属于洁净的动物。
And for the Israelites, the ox is a clean animal.
那么是可以食用的。
Now you can eat an ox.
所以他们呢不但用牛来耕地，也可以把牛当作祭物献给神。
They can use the ox to plow, also they can use the ox as a sacrifice to God.
因为牛很贵重，所以只有重大的节日，那么以色列的全民呢献祭的时候才会用牛来献祭。
And because the ox is very expensive, only during major holidays, the Israelites can use it as a sacrifice to give to God.
那民数记第十九章记载，上帝吩咐以色列人要来献祭。
In Numbers chapter 19, God commands the Israelites to offer up a sacrifice.
他说你要选择一只没有残疾也没有负过轭的纯红的母牛。
They need to bring a red heifer without defect and without blemish.
这个是非常罕见的啊。
this red heifer is very rare.
那么要把它焚烧之后，用它的灰来调成水。
They need to burn the heifer, and then use the ashes mixed with water.
然后这个就可以作为以色列人除罪所用的。
Which can cover the sins of the Israelites.
所以你看，这个牛是可以作为圣洁之物来使用。
So the ox can be used for holy purposes.
那么在圣经中啊，有两处在描述上帝荣耀的时候，也引用了牛的形象。
And there are two places in the Bible when it describes God's glory, it cites the image of an ox.
那么当以西结在被掳的人当中看到神的异象的时候，
When Ezekiel among the captives, he saw God's glory, God's vision.
他见到四个活物。
He saw four living creatures.
他们分别有人的脸，狮子的脸。
The four creatures has a face of a man and face of a lion.
然后还有鹰的脸和牛的脸。
Face of an eagle and face of an ox.
那么这四个不同的脸代表这个世界上一切最有能力的生物。
These four faces represent the most powerful creatures on the earth.
同样在启示录当中，约翰看到上帝宝座的时候，也见到了这四个活物。
Likewise, the Apostle John in the book of Revelation saw God sitting on his throne, and he also saw these four living creatures.
你看，这个牛居然在这个四个活物当中占有一席之地。可见它的影响力之大。
So the ox has a place among these four glorious faces, the living creatures, so we can see its powerful influence.
所以由此可见，这个牛的形象，它还有圣洁和高贵的一面。
So the image of the ox also contains holy and noble meanings.
不过在中国的文化当中呢，牛也有代表负面的形象的时候。
But in Chinese culture, the ox sometimes also represents a negative image.
所以我们评价一个人顽固，我们说他是个牛脾气。
So to say someone is stubborn, we say that he has an ox temper.
如果一个人死脑筋，遇事不灵活。
If someone is very stubborn and inflexible,
我们说他在钻牛角尖。
We say that this person is digging into the ox horn.
如果有人不听别人的劝告，我们就说好比是对牛弹琴。
If someone who doesn't listen to your advice, we say you're playing music to an ox.
那么如果有人做事慢吞吞的，不麻利，还有点笨。
And if someone who does things very slowly and not swift and somehow clumsy,
那我们说他是老牛破车。
We would say this person is an old ox with a broken cart.
那么对于那些爱说大话的人，我们说他在吹牛皮。
And for those people who like to brag, we say this person is blowing the ox skin.
看来我们从牛的身上还是真是可以学到很多的功课。
So we can learn so many lessons from the ox.
不过更重要的功课是来自于圣经的启示。
But the more important lesson we can learn is from the Bible.
那么上帝带领以色列人离开埃及的时候，
When God led the Israelites out of Egypt,
那么以色列人不需要再做奴隶了。
They were no longer slaves.
他们就要进入迦南美地。
They were about to enter the promised land, Canaan.
享受那里的田地出产。
To enjoy the products of the field.
他们马上要过上幸福生活。
And to live a happy life.
但是就在这个时候，当摩西在西乃山上迟迟不归。
But when Moses delayed his return from Mount Sinai,
他们就起来要强迫亚伦帮他们铸造一个金牛犊。
The Israelites rose up and forced Aaron to make a golden calf.
他们在那里顶礼膜拜，期望这个牛犊给他们带来一个富裕的生活。
They bow down and worship the golden calf, hoping that this idol can bring them a wealthy lifestyle.
所以这个金牛犊就反复出现在以色列的历史当中。
And this golden calf repeatedly appeared in the history of the Israelites.
所以以色列人崇拜金牛犊就成为他们世世代代一个诅咒。
Later, the worshipping of the golden calf became their generational curse.
我想这就是上帝借着圣经在牛年给我们的启示。
So I think this is God's inspiration for us during the year of the ox.
所以牛年象征着富裕、健康、兴旺和强壮。
The year of the ox may represent wealth, health, prosperity, and power.
那么我也期望这一年我们都有这些从神来的祝福。
Of course, we hope that within this year we have this kind of blessing from our God.
那么上帝也愿意祝福世界上所有的人。
And God is willing to bless everyone in this world.
他希望我们过上一个繁荣、安定和幸福的生活。
He wants us to live a life of peace, prosperity, and blessedness.
但是我们切莫忘记。
But let us not forget.
唯有上帝才是这一切祝福的源泉。
Only God is the fountainhead of all these blessings.
我们不要因为追求富足而忘记了神。
Let us not forget God in the pursuit of wealth.
更不可为了追求物质的利益而远离了神。
Let us not depart, drift away from God in the pursuit of physical gain.
因为这是舍本逐末。
This is like putting the cart before the horse.
因为上帝要给我们最大的祝福是那个属灵的祝福。
Because the biggest blessing God wants to give us is spiritual blessings.
如果错过了，这才是我们人生最大的遗憾。
If we miss that, this will be the biggest regret in our life.
最后祝愿大家新年蒙福，丰衣足食。
So in the end, I wish everyone a happy new year, a blessed new year.Have plenty to eat and well clothed.
那么在新的一年里身体健康灵性进步。
That everyone will be healthy physically and improve in our spiritual life.
主的恩典常与我们每一个人同在。
And that the Lord's grace will be with all of us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace.
我们献上感恩跟赞美。
We give you our praise and thanksgiving.
我们一生的年日都在你的手中。
All the days of our lives are in your hand.
真是让我们学会数算我们的年日，我们好有的智慧的心。
Please help us to number our days that we may have a heart of wisdom.
我们感激过去一年你给我们的保守跟带领。
We thank you for your keeping and watch over us in the last year.
我们为将来的一年，我们也都仰望在主的手中。
And we look forward to this new year and put everything into your hands.
让我们过每天的生活都有一个敬虔的心。
That we live with a pious lifestyle.
愿主保守我们在世界上的一切平安。
And may you keep us safe in everything we do.
也更让我们在主耶稣基督里的福气一样都不缺少。
And that we may not fall short of any blessings that is in Jesus Christ.
使我们一生的年日都可以彰显出你的恩典跟荣耀。
And we pray that every day of our lives will reflect your grace and your glory.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And in this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.